Imagine growing up in a country where you were not allowed to leave its borders, a place where the stories you heard about the rest of the world were often untrue. Now imagine you take the risk to escape. We visit with a man who did just that on this edition of The American Countryside. Brian Pena and his four brothers and sisters grew up in Havana, Cuba. As a school student, he heard little good news about the United States.
I'm going to be honest with you, it wasn't nothing good. You know, everything that you guys were doing here, it was, to hurt people and mistreating people and stuff like that.
Pena says you can't blame the Cuban people, though, for having such thoughts about their neighbors to the north.
You have to blame the Cuban government because they're the one who control the TV station. They're the one who control the radio. We're not allowed to visit all the countries, you know, with freedom for like everybody else on the world. You know, it's hard for us to really get to know, not just the United States, you know, I'm talking about, you know, to really get to know the world.
Brian was a great baseball player. He played on the Cuban national 18 and under baseball team, which traveled to other nations. He decided he wanted to leave his homeland, but he told no one in his family. It was safer that way.
Nobody in my family knew about my decision, just in case that they're trying to pursue them, just in case they're trying to question them, you know, about my decision. Because I mean, when you're gone, you're gone, but you don't know, you know, what's going to happen with your people, with your family that you left behind. Not just your family, you know, also your friends too.
Brian was hopeful his family would someday be able to leave Cuba as well. He left for opportunities to play baseball, and his family did not aid in his defection from the country. Those facts were helpful to his cause. However, he was always careful when communicating with folks back home.
Because every time that you're trying to call, you can't talk freely because you don't know if your phone is wired, you don't know what is going to happen. So it's a lot of pressure. You know, it's a lot of pressure on you, it's a lot of pressure on your family.
Brian was drafted to play baseball in the United States. But what would happen to his career and his family? That's next time as we travel the countryside. In Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.